This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Given all the dire news we hear, are you worried about the drought continuing for a second straight year? Well, if you live in Washington State, don't. At least, that's the opinion of University of Washington meteorologist Cliff Mass, who says our water situation right now looks pretty good.
If you're doing irrigation and you're getting the water off the Yakima or Columbia, you could be fine. I mean, in effect, you'll be more than fine. There's going to be more water than normal for the Yakima system, as an example.
This is typically, Mass says, what happens in a La Nina year.
La Nina years are really interesting. They're associated with these big ridges that develop in the eastern Pacific. And it's a two-edged sword. If the ridge is a little bit further towards the east, we can be dry and cool. And we got into that in February.
And all of the models, Mass says, are showing that ridge is weakening, which opens us up to precipitation.
We had that dry period in February, and some people were kind of panicking, but they shouldn't have, because the end of these La Nina years are inevitably wet and cool, which is very good for snowpack. Once you get to January 1st, then the La Nina effect kind of revs in, and it's exactly what happened. The ridge starts developing, and that gets you into the situation where you can be cold and dry for a little bit, but then you can be cold and wet and get the snow.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the wetter, cooler spring Mass is expecting.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.